The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Yeah, she's still here today, even though she just poked me in the face.
Good morning.
605-4567 is our phone number, 605-4567.
Feisty.
Because we're, yeah, she's feisty this morning. We've got tickets to give away, so just kind of be thinking about that. We're streaming
for what?
On KCNR1460.com. River.
Ooh.
Front.
For that.
For Harvey.
For the, are they make-believe tickets?
No.
For the make-believe character?
I thought you had the tickets. The pink tickets. We gave
they're
them all
green.
Away?
And plus,
did
I've got...
we give them all away?
I don't know. Let me go look.
Okay. We may have
given
send
them
me
all on away. My mission. Get me out of your hair. I know.
No, not right away. Just in a few minutes. Hey, Bad Bob, good morning there, buddy. It's Hawaiian Shirt
good
Day.
Good morning. It's January, and I came to work in the Jeep with the top down. Now, admittedly, I was wearing a jacket.
You came in looking kind of like Nanook of the North, but... But it was still.
It's January.
I know. It's weird. I was up at the doggy park yesterday getting a suntan.
What's going on here? I mean, you know who we have to have on? Doug Craig. Doug used to have a show here our first year.
Oh, yeah.
And Doug is really into this, you know, the climate change and global warming. I mean, he is so totally, in it. In the sense that if you don't agree with the fact that mankind is destroying the planet, then you're not reading the science. So we're going to have Doug on. He's a good guy.
Well, let's talk about what it is. It is 45 degrees. If you're just tuning in, good morning. Sunny today with temperatures around 68. Partly cloudy tonight, 41. So here's the forecast that we have so far up until Saturday. Thursday's high is 60. Friday's high is 70. Saturday is 75, and Sunday is 75.
Could be 80.
Monday's going down to, just a 72. And the evenings are all around partly cloudy and 45. So that's what our forecast looks like. The weather on our National Weather Service every morning is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, you know,
we celebrated a couple birthdays last night.
Let's say two words. Wait a minute. Okay.
Okay, let's say happy birthday to belated birthday to Bonnie and happy birthday to Rick
and Rick Hill.
And so
great people.
Yeah.
Nice dinner last night, and thank you so much, Pammy, for the dinner. I want to say two words here, and okay, I'm not going to say those words. I'm going to go to Charles first. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
So, were you at the city council meeting last night?
Yeah, there were moments that, in addition to what was put out in the news, there were moments of naked partisanship.
Naked partisanship?
Yeah. In other words, partisanship without any, with the pig without the lipstick.
Okay, when did that happen?
Well... First, they went ahead with Missy MacArthur's idea to eliminate the REU Commission.
I was going to ask about that. Did they eliminate the REU Commission?
They went ahead with the even though the staff was not directed to bring forth an ordinance to eliminate the commission, they went ahead and brought it forth.
So what's that mean?
Well, it was...
So they eliminated the commission.
Right. That's the first...
the first step?
comes up in February.
Okay, well, here's what they're doing. They did away with the public comment, and then they wondered, and if it says in the paper there wasn't much comment on things. Well, that's because people have just said, okay, you want to do away with public comment? Okay. And now they want to do away with the commission after the commission got up to speed about what's going on, and you had the head of the commission, you had everybody saying, hey, don't do away with it, and so Missy's doing away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Missy's going to be on next Wednesday.
And it's interesting that they want to do away with it because, you know, this is something that Gary had campaigned on during the 2012 race.
Well, there's something else that we ought to be thinking about, too, is that you're trying to do it with the REU Commission. At the same time, the city lost a big decision about Pilot, the payment in lieu of taxes. The judges ruled against the city of Reading, which means is that that's like $6 million every year that they've been paying in, REU's been paying in, to the annual Pilot transfers from REU to the city's general fund hover over $5 million. So the judges found that this was done illegally. This was a fee or a tax. And then they raised the electric rates for the consumers, 7.5%. You know, so here you've got this, and then this is a huge decision, and it's on the back page of the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave the homeless village much more of a look.
Did they say where they're going to put that darn thing?
No, I don't know. They don't know yet. But anyway, go away with the electric commission when there's a lot of people who did a lot of work on this thing. You know, maybe that had happened. Maybe we wouldn't be spending $600,000 on furniture that comes out of Sacramento instead of right here in Shasta County for the new REU building that we're spending $10 million on. You know,
let's not forget the upcoming technology roadmap, which REU staff is supposedly working on. Now, with the commission gone away, you know, it's going to be a lot harder to find out about what's in it and what's not, and, you know, if there are any features that are objectionable to raise objection.
Yeah, I know. It's just the thing is that it seems like the city council is abdicating a lot of responsibility to the city staff, and this is the city staff that we keep continually losing court cases, on, and Rick Duvernay is retiring anyway at $200,000 a year.
Even though he keeps sticking around for some reason.
Well, you know, it's just, well, he said he's going to leave in April. Rick's not a bad guy, but there's, you know.
Well, he's not a bad guy personally. But
personally, but we seem to be,
judgment,
we seem to be losing, we seem to be losing more cases here.
One more thing before
All right.
I go.
All right.
That is, during the item number 12 suggestions from council members.
Yeah.
Francie Sullivan wants to do away with the ability of individual council members to agendize matters for consideration, because that way people like Gary Cadd will not be able to put anything on the agenda anymore.
Well, how would things get on the agenda then?
Well, if the McConnell Four want it there.
So they're saying it's got to be the whole. It's got to be a majority, a 3-2 to get something on the agenda.
Well, she wanted to discuss the during item 12. You can't have a formal vote on it because of Brown Act and all that. But she wanted to agendize the consideration of whether or not to eliminate that particular avenue of, putting items on the agenda.
Well, I think that, again,
more partisanship.
Yeah. Anyway, hey.
I know.
What they're doing is they're taking Gary Cadd out of. They want to take Gary Cadd out of the equation totally, which
well,
is
it's
kind
not
of
just Gary Cadd. It's everybody, who does not,
agree
walk
with
in
them.
Lockstep with
right.
the McConnell Four.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Charles.
Bye.
Appreciate
Good
it.
Morning.
All right.
Thank you.
We got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great, great, great service there. Super coffee at great prices and cold drinks too, which you'll need this weekend. And of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. I can't say enough about what Joe and Shelley do with Tobacco and Brew for our community. Not only that, they help veterans. Veterans always get discounts there. Veterans always welcome at Tobacco and Brew. We come back. We want to talk about deflated balls.
We'll be right back. I hope yours aren't. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, Trinity River Lumber Company, and W.M. Beatty & Associates. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabobank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiants, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back. Carl and Linda Butt, good morning. It is January the 21st, 2015. 45 degrees out there today. It's going to go up nice. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, if you want to go out and find some great jewelry, head on down to Four Winds Jewelry. What? I'm sorry, what? You made this huge sign at me and got my attention.
Well, no, actually they have just repaired my grandmother's watch that I'm going to give to my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fixed the bracelet part of it. My mom hasn't been able to wear it for years.
You got the only trained watch repairman in the area.
Yeah, absolutely.
State jewelry?
Absolutely. 222-2750 on Hilltop Drive. Four Winds Jewelry. Hey, before we took the break, we were talking about underinflated the big what you want to call it, a faux pas or controversy. ESPN reported late Tuesday night that the Patriots had 11 of their 12 allotted game footballs underinflated by two pounds per square inch for Sunday's AFC Championship game. The league source is either involved or familiar with the investigation. NFL spokesman Mitchell Signora said in an email the league is not commenting on the matter at this time. I want to read down further on this because I would love to get your if you would know, if you had a, you know, and I also
well, here's what
we have our guy here who's a catcher, you know, Eldon. I mean, it's a big difference between a football and a baseball.
How much do you pump a baseball up to?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, the difference if it's that little of weight, you know?
When we watched it last night, the expert said, oh, yeah, you do notice it. You notice the difference. And the problem with it is that the thing about it is that they're under the control of the referee. The referee's got like 20 balls there. And when they pump up the balls, they're supposed to be at 13 and a half feet, or 13 and a half pounds, I should say, or 2 pounds per square inch. So it weighs this much. So they pump them up inside, they come out, it's cold, it's rainy, it's whatever. But it's up to the referee at that time to say that it was 11 of them that were underinflated, supposedly. Now, nope, the league has not come out and said this. And if it was, didn't both teams play with that?
Well, one Colt player said he didn't notice the balls were underinflated, but did notice officials kept swapping out the ball during the game. The player spoke on the condition of anonymity due to the sensitivity of the matter. Of course, the ball Colts in linebacker DeQuell Jackson intercepted in the second quarter was among those investigated, the player said, but Jackson didn't notice the underinflation either. The issue is whether the Patriots used footballs deflated below league requirements to get better grip on during their 45-7 romp Saturday night. The NFL rules stipulate the ball must be inflated to 12.5 to 13.5 pounds. The referee on Sunday, it was a veteran, Walt Anderson, shall be the sole judge as to whether all balls offered to play comply with these specifications.
Well, see, there you go. So why blame the Patriots? You got some guy on top of that. I mean, how hard is it to put a ball gauge in there if you thought it was anything wrong?
And further,
the one thing they did change was when they were getting ready to the balls they use in kickoffs are different than the ones that you play with. They're less roughed up. In other words, they rough up the game, you know, the balls where they're going to be holding them or they're throwing them. The kickoff balls are very smooth.
Okay. And further, a pump is to be furnished by the home club, and the ball shall remain under the supervision of the referee until they are delivered to the ball attendant just prior to the start of the game. And each team makes 12 primary balls available for testing 2 hours, 15 minutes before the game. The home team also makes available 12 backup balls, meaning the Patriots provided at least 24 on Sunday, and the visiting team can, at its discretion, bring another 12 backup balls for games held in outdoor venues such as Gillette Stadium.
Wow.
So did you know all that, or did I just give you some extra info?
You just gave me extra info.
Okay, thank you.
But the bottom line is that what happened, even if they find it, okay, we had uninflated balls. Whose fault was it, one? And two, even if they find that the Patriots did it, they're not going to lose the game. They're not going to give the game to the Colts. What they'll do is they'll fine them or give them, take away draft choice.
Well, I think
makes no difference. It makes absolutely no difference. Fine them, do that, because – you know what? The Colts could have been armed with submachine guns, and they still would have lost the game.
Well, in 2007, and I think this is why some people think it's fishy, and we'll go to the phone in just a second. Mike, hold on. In 2007, the league fined Belichick $500,000 and took away the team's first-round draft pick the following year after it was found the Patriots illegally videotaped the New York Jets signals in what became known as the Spygate scandal. So,
is there a rule against that?
Collecting
information on your opponent?
I don't know.
There must be. Must be, or they wouldn't have fined him $500,000.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Mike, thanks for waiting.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We're pretty good. How are you doing?
Hey, I wanted to go go back to a point that I think Charles was getting ready to make about the partisanship last night.
Sure.
When Mr. Cadd, his item came up to discuss the outdoor marijuana grows, before he could barely get the words out of his mouth, Missy stepped forward and wanted to put a stop to it last night and continue it to another meeting. Well, there was discussion back and forth between the council, so the mayor decided to open up the comment period on whether, public comment period, on whether this should be continued to another meeting or discussed last night. So after warning the potential speakers that they need to discuss whether it needs to be continued or not, he allowed the people to come up and speak. Well, I believe it was the second speaker, guy is obviously a pro-marijuana supporter. He went on a three-minute rant and rave about how bad Republicans were, how all the laws passed since the 60s were all unconstitutional, and just berated this country, just went on and on and on for 3 minutes. When he got finished, she reminded the speakers that they need to discuss whether it should be continued or not. The next speaker that came forward, guy is, he's conservative. I'm not really a big fan of his, but he's conservative. And before he could speak one word, she chided him not to make any insulting comments to the council, don't make any derogatory remarks, and stay on topic. And, I mean, it was obvious that Francie Sullivan, who's a known liberal, was happy to sit there and let another liberal rant and rave about how bad Republicans are. But when a conservative person got up to the mic, she couldn't wait to chide him. It was just amazing. Absolutely.
Well, I think that, you know, the idea that you have to have a majority of the city council to even put an agenda item on is, I think, there right there, if that's true, if what was said was true about that, that's a huge, huge step in silencing opposition. They've already moved the opinions back to the rear of the bus. Now you're going to take an elected official that people voted in and say, I'm sorry, that you're not important enough anymore to put an agenda item on. And, you know, in this whole start of this city council has been, I think, oppressive to free speech.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you think about it, Mr. Cadd, and I'm not a fan of Mr. Cadd. I didn't vote for him. I don't agree with a lot of his issues, but I think he has rights. He said he's received numerous complaints, and I know he has. There's people talk about that. They talked about all through whatever the proposition was to ban him in the county.
Yeah.
The people were upset. In fact, I think Mr. Weaver even made a point that 60% of the Reading residents voted to ban the outdoor grows in the county. So it's obvious there's a lot of people in the city of Reading that don't want to see this. But Missy MacArthur uses some straw dogs uses the fact to move the public comment period back to the end of the meeting. There was never a parade of people up there saying they need to move the comment period back.
No, it was it's Missy and Francie and, it's four of them.
People in Reading need to understand, Missy MacArthur runs the council, and she's got two or three people in her pocket. So what we saw last night at the city council is what we're going to see for the next couple of years.
Well,
thanks a lot.
You bet. Yeah, thanks for calling, Mike. You know, we're starting to hear more and more of that kind of stuff. I think the city council needs to take a good look at what they're there for. I mean, they spent a lot of money being elected, and they maybe ought to listen to a lot of people, too. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break here because when we come back, we're going to be with Honor Flight. They're going to be talking about a fundraiser they've got coming up where they take an Honor Flight, of course, takes World War II veterans back to see the World War II memorial back in D.C. Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Here.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Uh-huh.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and all the hardworking crew would like to thank you for another successful year. If you're one of those who's already filled your tank, great. If not, you need to do so. Kathy has another load of forklift bottles and barbecue tanks just came into the Reading plant, so stop and see Gary. In Corning, half mile east of I-5, Robin has CFN and Visa card lock for all the trucks and cars 24/7. Tractor hydraulic, motor oils, and 5-gallon pails. In Weaverville, Joe's been busy with customers picking up kerosene at the plant, and he's also a CFN Visa card lock 24/7 for cars and trucks, and he can fill your propane bottle. The Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and Equipment Show is coming up again in February 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Anderson District Fairgrounds. So bring the kids. As always, it's free. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Looks like we're going to have temperatures around 66 today with our sunny forecast, 45 degrees currently, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 41. Our forecast calls for partly sunny Thursday around 66. Then we go into 70, and our weekend, we're looking at 75. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State with over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes. Oh, yes, we're going to have them crawl into the house and recondition and recomplete or completely tear it down and start all over again. Our heating service this year. Warranties guarantee 7 days a week and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642. We love to talk about people we trust, respect, admire, and have complete integrity. Well, speaking of integrity, our guest this morning
is our friends from Honor Flight. We have Debbie Johnson here and Crispy Coffee. Good morning, lady. Tom Johnson is standing back there just sucking on coffee. And good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
All right, Honor Flight. Okay, Debbie, tell everybody what Honor Flight is. I mean, everybody knows, but let's tell them again.
Oh, Honor Flight is a nonprofit organization that takes all veterans back to see their memorials in Washington, D.C., but we're starting with World War II, the most senior of our veterans, and I would like to say thank you to all our veterans out there this morning for their service. And we are so excited because we are getting very close to our goal of $30,000 to meet the amount that we need to purchase the airline tickets to go back on our Shasta County community flight.
Now, this $30,000 is for the veterans themselves, and right, and to take care of them. They have attendants that go with them. They're guardians. The guardians pave their own way.
Correct.
And then they go back. They fly out on a Friday.
Yes,
usually.
We usually do that.
Saturday, we see the monuments.
Mm-hmm.
Come home Sunday.
Correct.
And these guardians help people. I mean, we're talking about a World War II vet. Some of them up in their hundreds, 90s and 80s. But, you know, a lot of them are spry. And we hope to be that spry, but some of them need a little help.
Great experience,
especially
for them
with
as
moving
well
luggage
as
and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's where you have your guardians come along.
How wonderful
it's
for the
working trip for guardians. Yes,
yeah.
And you and Tom are just such spectacular
this
people. You've devoted yourselves to this.
We have. It is a passion of ours, mm-hmm. and so worthwhile. It only takes one veteran, and to you know if. We've done over 600, but it only took that first one, which was my dad, for me to realize how important this experience and this trip is for them.
My mom actually donated money for that.
Oh, they do. They helped build it.
They helped
so a
build
lot
it.
Of them. So yeah. they really
mom,
want to see
we went
it
back and saw
for
it,
a lot of a lot of reasons.
Yeah. My dad. Wow. My dad was. We couldn't get dad back, but I don't think they'd finished it then. But mom saw it. So you're having a.
Well, let's talk about your fundraiser, Honor Flight Northern California. If you're just tuning in, that's what we're talking about. They're having a fundraiser at the Manton Tasting Room Saturday, January 24th from noon to 5. Christy, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I'm with Indian Peak Vineyards in Manton, the Manton Valley, and we're really proud to be a part of this wonderful fundraiser. We're going to be serving this delicious cream of chicken Chardonnay soup. And the main ingredients are butter, cream, and Chardonnay. Holy Toledo. So yummy. We're also going to have a delicious salad and some smoked turkey. And we're going to have this from 12 to 5. And we're really hoping that everybody comes and is a part of this. This is such a wonderful event. And I believe, if I'm right, Debbie, we need to earn about $8,000 so we
Correct.
Can send these lovely people back there to their wonderful memorial. And so we're hoping to lure everybody up. We're going to be having this delicious food, and Fred Boots, my winemaker, is going to have all the best wine. And it's going to be a beautiful day. You told
Well, Christy, tell us about Indian Peak.
Well,
tell about your vineyards.
It's not mine. I'm just their wine rep. Fred and Donna Boots own it. We just had our 10-year anniversary last year.
Woohoo!
We've become the Manton Valley, so we just got our AVA.
Ooh.
So we've got 4 tasting rooms that you can come up and visit, and we're all at different elevations, so everybody has different wine. You know, if you don't like some here, you can like some there.
Wow!
And there's probably about five different types of wines to try at all the vineyards. So it's totally fun.
Isn't that exciting that Northern California, right up here in Redding and above Redding, in areas like
Manton.
Great
vineyards up here.
Oh, really beautiful.
In Shingletown.
It grows great grapes and great marijuana. So, and we've become...
And apples.
And apples.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's right. Hey, 100% of all donations for food, 100% of the tips,
yes.
And 20% of all wine sales is going to go to our Honor Flight people.
Yeah.
And how do we get there?
Well, you can just go up Highway 44 east. On 44. And when you get to Shingletown, you make a right on Wilson Hill Road, and you just drive down the goat trail. And when you come up to the pass through the canyon up to Rock Creek Road, you'll see the sign. It says wineries.
Right.
You make a right, head to downtown Manton, and make a left. And it's
Don't drink 10 glasses of wine, though, and come back.
No. It's just sips. It's just tasting.
That's right. But go straight after you leave and end up. Don't go back up through Shingletown. Go on out till you hit the freeway. And it's a lot easier. It's straighter. Trusting somebody that's just gone down there and tasted on his motorcycle.
So do you do an honor flight every year?
We try to. We average 2 a year. And when we're real lucky, we get in 3. We have a general flight already scheduled for May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and the Shasta County flight is really, really close, so we'd love for it for me to be able to start calling the airlines next week and try to get it this spring instead of making them wait till the fall, because we know what can happen between now and then.
Mm. How many people are lined up for this? How many of our veterans are lined up?
We have about 16 World War II veterans in Shasta County already on board that want to go. And they're, you know, they're
How many more are waiting? I mean, statewide. I mean, I know there's like World War II, I mean, it's like there's several thousand, aren't there?
Every time we do a flight, it seems like more and more people find out about us. So we're constantly receiving applications. So we're hoping there's not too many more and that some of the Korean War veterans can begin to go from out here.
Has Bob McIntosh gone yet? Bob McIntosh.
Your hero?
Our hero.
Yeah.
Landed at Tarawa at age 15. Enlisted when he was 14.
Yeah,
you know that story.
I know who you mean. Yeah. But I don't believe he has gone with us.
Maybe we need
and
to
maybe
talk
he's
to
already
him.
Been there. See,
maybe
what
has.
We do is take those folks who have not seen the memorial at all.
Okay.
Some of them went back already on their own or with their families.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's, you would like to have everybody go to the Indian Peak Vineyards and enjoy this beautiful day, which again is Saturday, January 24th, which is nice, middle of the day, noon to 5. How much are the tickets? What is it costing?
Nothing. You just come in and you donate.
Donate.
Whatever you possibly can.
Okay. Now let's ask Debbie if someone cannot make this and they want to write a check right now, they're listening, oh gosh, I'd love to be able to donate to that.
Correct.
How do they go about doing that?
They can call 530-357-3380. We'll give them an address and they can make it out to Honor Flight, Northern California.
And if you have a problem remembering that, just get a hold of us and right down here at our office at 605-4565. And we'll get a hold of Debbie and Tom. You can just drop off the check here and just make it to Honor Flight.
So mark your calendar. You know, a lot of people have been talking about Manton and the wines, the great wines they're producing. So here's your chance to go check out Manton and hit the Indian Peak Vineyards and support Honor Flight, knowing that money that you're having while you're enjoying your experience, that you're dropping off a donation while you're there and you get to enjoy all these wonderful things is going to go towards, you know, honoring a veteran back to
Washington,
D.C., where we were not 2 years ago when we buried your cousin.
Yeah, we saw it. We went through there and saw that in Vietnam.
And if you're computer savvy, you can go to our website, honorflightnorcal.org, and use PayPal.
There you go.
You can also call Indian Peak Vineyards at 474-5506.
This is a good thing, you know, because it's going to be a beautiful weekend, first of all. So it's a good day. Hop in the car. Drive on out. Do something great for our veterans, for our World War II veterans. Taste some wine. Have some Chardonnay.
In the 70s, you can look out over
it's
the
going vineyard. Up in your go up in
oh
your shorts. God, going up in your shorts and your t-shirts.
It is a beautiful memorial. I swear, just it's awe-inspiring. You know, it's really funny because in my closet, I have a walk-in, and I have this picture of the crosses from the American cemetery in Normandy. And don't even ask me why that picture is there, because I don't remember why I put it there. But I think about that every day. I see that when I'm getting dressed. It's wow, that picture, and it brings me back. So when I stumbled a little bit because my visual went back into the crosses in Normandy, and that's why I said, and you're going to, of course, the World War II monument in Washington, D.C.
Well, Jarhead
is so much to see when you're there.
Jarhead has jumped into our chat room, Jarhead being an affectionate term for Marines. It says, awesome program, Honor Flight. That soup is amazing. Served it for their Valentine's Day event, and just the soup is worth the trip. The Indian Peak family is always helping someone. Great family, very supportive to veterans.
It's true.
Always a part of the whiskey, wine, cigar, and brew event.
We're cigar friendly. We like smoking cigars up there. So,
that's,
come on up. Thank you.
Well, we're going to tie you into
that's
the back
cool.
room.
Yeah. We need to get a bus trip. Hey, get your friends and go on up this Saturday. Check it out.
Christy Coffee and Debbie Johnson here for Honor Flight Northern California. Here's a way you can help. We're just looking for a final push over, and it doesn't cost you anything, but it's donations, which is a real good idea because then you go, oh, gosh, I should probably give this. And it goes from 12 to 5 in the Indian Peak Vineyards in the Manton Tasting Room right up there this Saturday. Good
Come
luck on this.
Ready. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. And tell your bosses out there at Indian Peak. We appreciate
Thank you.
What they
Friend
do.
Donna. Friend Absolutely. Donna.
Okay.
Thank you, Friend Donna.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. It's your talk radio station.
Yay. Thanks, you guys.
Hey. Great.
Thanks.
you know my beloved friend Connie from Germany.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
Hi, this is Tracy Watts with the VA. You're invited to our first annual Women Veterans New Year Relaxation Celebration, Saturday, January 31st, 9:30 to 1:30 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. This day is a special day for you. Learning relaxation techniques, making aromatherapy bath salts, enjoy a massage, good food, fellowship, and gift giveaways. It's free. Have lunch on us. To register, call me at 916-737-8399 or email ladieswhoserve@gmail.com.
Looking for that perfect firearm? Look no farther than Stevenson Firearms. Stevenson Firearms, 949-5000. And after you've found that perfect firearm, try TCF Ammunition, made in Reading to exact specifications. You can find TCF Ammunition at Lake Liquor Sporting Goods, 1345 Lake Boulevard, on the way, on the lake, where you can find all your hunting and fishing needs. Make the commitment to shop local. Stevenson Firearms, TCF Ammunition, and Lake Liquor Sporting Goods.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460.
You need to push that up when you come in. All right. I'm talking to your intern. Intern, he's doing a great job.
Here's my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk.
We need more volume in the music.
That's right. More volume because we're old. Hey, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, 605-4567.
That's my era. Number.
And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A couple of things we want to talk about.
What do you want to talk about? Do it.
How about that? This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 20 years in the business. Not only that, but it's great years in the business. It says they can handle any type of heating and cooling system. They can they'll work 7 days a week, 20 hours a day, 24 hours a day if it's an emergency. And Martin and Alliance Heating and Air is our choice for heating and air conditioning. They do it all. And they treat you like family. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Now, it's yours.
Well, now we've got great stuff happening here, don't we, Carl? You're going to be emceeing on the 31st of January, one of the most coveted events that happens in Reading and Shasta County. And with us this, and that's
maybe the world.
And
the,
yeah,
the
really.
World. Let's take on the world.
Yeah, let's take
I like
on the,
that.
With us this morning is Gene King, One Safe Place.
Good morning, Carl
Good morning.
And Linda. I'm so
Good
glad
morning.
To be here.
Thank you for being here.
Well, okay, now, tickets have just gone on sale.
Tickets have been on sale, actually, but they we've just now really starting the big push
the big push today.
Yeah, so it's time to get your money in and buy those tickets because now they go like hotcakes.
And they know what? And let's just frankly say this, is that the first time I went to a crab feed in my life was it was Women's Refuge.
Right.
And walked away from the table with a guilt complex. I mean,
you ate so much.
I mean, I've come out of combat, tough combat before with less of a guilt complex than I did that night. Of course, well, come to think, I never came out of combat with a guilt complex. But I ate so many crabs, it was embarrassing. I had butter on my face, underneath my arms. I'm not sure how that happened. And somehow the clam chowder had been spilled all over everywhere. And so after that.
Yeah. Including our friend's black suede coat.
Well, it was a cashmere coat. Yeah. And it looked like he'd thrown up on it. So, yeah. But it was good.
Yeah. Memories were made.
Big shout out to Ted Ariano. Yeah, okay. Somebody spilled the clam chowder on his coat. That was hilarious.
And he was so cool about it.
This is a huge fundraiser.
It is a huge fundraiser. But on that, I talked with someone the other day, a man who probably weighs 140 pounds, mm-hmm. I don't know, 5'8 or something. He ate 14 crabs.
Oh, 14.
Can you even imagine?
I can't imagine.
We're not just talking about legs. No. We're talking about the body.
The whole thing that you get put on your plate. He ate 14. Oh. He said it was the best night of his life. He loved it.
Well, you know what? So, this is terrible talking about gluttony like this. But here's the thing: is that it's crab, and it's an extravaganza in the sense that you have your friends together. You know, you crack crab, but it's the big thing, main thing is.
We're raising money. And let me tell you about that just a little bit and talk about it. So many of you know that we've been raising money for our new building, and that's been a big project, and it's going well. But we at the same time have to raise money for our actual operations. And so our fundraising events that we do, our direct mail pieces, all the money that comes from that goes directly to the women and children and men that we serve. So it's really an important event to us. It's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. And so it's important for people to come bid on our auctions. We have a crab race this year. It's going to be kind of – have you heard about that?
No, let's hear about it.
We used to have crab races.
They're not going to be the real crabs. That's been done away with animal cruelty and all that. It wasn't that.
But let's eat them.
Yeah. Because
the winner and the loser got tossed in the pot.
Anyway, it's just going to be a fun crab race. We have a 50-inch flat screen TV. We have our little Dutch raffle, and then we have our major raffles.
You have like fake crabs.
They're fake. It's funny. They're going to drop down, and you clap, and they go in different directions. Okay.
Why don't you have the Simpson baseball team dress up in crab really? Outfits? Get on all fours, and scuttle. Scuttle. There you go. And you can throw things at them.
Yeah. So but you know what? I think the thing that has been so popular is because we have so much fun at the event.
We got music.
We got people dancing down the aisles. Mm. We got great auctioneers this year in particular. We always do, but Carl Bott and Ed Ruhlman are going to lead that. Carl, maybe you want to mention the auction items that you've come up with. I mean, they're really fun this year. Some really great auction items.
We have a bunch of great auction items. And one of them that I was, Assemblyman Brian Daly is going to host a squirrel shoot. The ground squirrel, not the furry ones.
For how many?
For two people. And it's
with you.
Well, I'll provide the transportation if they want to. And we'll go up there. I'll guide them up there. We drive up to Beaver on a day we can all select. We meet the assemblyman. He will then guide them out on a guided squeak shoot. And these squeaks are not, you know, your gray squirrels up in the trees. These are the ones that farmers and ranchers just beg people to come up and help them eradicate because they just cause so much damage. So we'll go up and shoot in the morning. Then Brian's going to host a lunch. Then we'll shoot some more in the afternoon. Then I'll bring them back.
A great day.
It's going to be – this is a one mm-hmm. – one of what's a one-of-a-kind deal like this?
And then you have another one-of-a-kind
The next one is with Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti is going to host a trap shoot for five shooters. And at the end of the shoot, and we're going to shoot two stages, there'll be like a prize for the winner, the overall winner. And then Chief's going to provide an Italian – meal that he cooks himself.
He's either going to cook right it up there or bring it up there. But
and he likes to cook, so that ought to be great.
He likes to cook, and his sauce is just great. Yeah. So those are two things, but there's other things that are
happening. There's other things. Like, my nephew, my gorgeous nephew, Dan Rhodes, is... And he is. He's a real estate agent here in town. Okay, there's a plug. But he is a fly fisherman and guiding a trip down the Sacramento River. We have Sun River, a condominium in Sun River. We have a great dinner with many couples in Mount Shasta overnight at... Oh, gosh, it's Kellyanthus owns the lodge up there. Mm-hmm. Her, you know, stay overnight. She's providing breakfast. Mm. Just really fun things that any of us would like to do. We even have one other thing is a pink handled little gun and purse that's and training and
concealed carry
concealed
purse.
Record, and the permit to go, training and everything like that.
Darling.
So anyway, a lot of different things to do. Certainly we have our Dutch raffle and just all the crab. And afterwards, for those who might not know it, you can buy the leftover crab. We sack it up. R&R Meats provides it. So it's really, really good crab. We make sure that.
And who's donating? Who is the people donating the crab this year?
Well, actually, so we have a group of banks that are have donated money, and you know what? I don't have my little notes in front of me. Bad on me. But
we'll get that out because it'll be nice because I know that's a big deal to come together and make sure that
my apologies to all those who contribute to that.
You know what? We'll talk about them. But the thing about it is, you know, for the operating, see, people don't get confused with what the money that's been donated to build the house.
Right.
That is in a completely separate fund you can't even touch.
Right.
And I realize people do because, they just got, from Sierra Pacific, who are so damn generous.
Oh, yeah.
And McConnell Foundation was so generous, plus other people that have been so generous. That's to build this home. This house is a direct result of us losing a mother and her two kids.
Exactly.
And this is the direct result of this from a crazed man.
Sick man.
Who then took his own life. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It was...
Wherever
he's burning at right now, he deserves that. But the thing about it is this new home is going to give hope and help to so many people.
It is. It's going to make a big difference.
But that money is not the money that runs One Safe Place.
Right.
So this is where all the other money that comes in, the Dance with the Stars, this and other things that happen. Mm-hmm. So we need to come out and support this.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear the statistic too, Carl, while you're talking about that, is because on the other hand, you're always reaching out for education.
We are.
And what happens is I think that people, whether it's a woman or a man that's in an abusive or a battered situation, it feels a sense of hopelessness and feels like I've got to stay together for the family, to stay together. So they pretend it's not happening or they go back. Now, what is the rate for that? How many times do they go back?
Well, statistics, national statistics they attempt to leave seven times before they actually make the final
go.
And it's like an alcoholic. I mean, I like to say, is a comparison, it's almost an addiction. It's you try and you try and you try and then you finally make it. Some it's one time, but some it's more, you know.
You're finding your statistics. That statistic may not hold up right up here.
What we're doing is part of this, and this is a whole different conversation, but with the McConnell Foundation, we are putting together the One Safe Place, One Safe Community initiative to look at, is that really the case in Reading?
Okay.
Do some statistics look and then try to look nationally, the state and nationally to see what are the outside, what are everybody doing that's making a change and making a difference, and what do we do in comparison? So excited about that. We'll talk more later. Right now it's the crab feed.
The crab feed now. Let me tell you what's going to happen is Ed Roman, who was holding out till he found out if I was going to do it,
and
I was holding out until now. You owe me something. We've got 1 minute left. You told me if I did this, and I said the problem with this is I can't eat crab. I've got to leave my table, get up on the stage, You said you'd come over and crack crab for me.
I did.
You did. So I could have extra crab right at the beginning.
And I will bring it up to you on the stage if you want. Whatever, I am your servant.
There you go. See, you know what? This is why, why do you MC? This is why. Gene King is going to bring me crab on the stage.
Okay, you guys, here's what it is. Tickets are $50 or $580 for a table of eight, which is great. A lot of businesses do this, which includes four bottles of wine and eight crab crackers. It's a blast. Give a call at 244-0118 or go to One Safe Place on Benton Drive.
And it's a week from Saturday.
The 31st.
Thanks, Gene. Don't worry, we're going to be talking about it.
Okay,
thank you. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israeli police say a Palestinian stabbed several people traveling on a bus in central Tel Aviv today. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld.
The Israeli National Police and its different special patrol units responded to a terrorist attack that took place in central Tel Aviv a while ago on the 40 bus.
And perhaps an even broader concern being voiced today by Mark Regev, a spokesman for the Israeli Prime Minister.
The Hamas, President Abbas's partner in the Palestinian Unity Pact, praised this morning's terror attack. And in doing so, Hamas once again demonstrated that it is a ruthless and brutal terrorist organization.
Police say the Palestinian attacker injured nine people before he was arrested. Also at SRNNews.com, President Obama says the U.S. economy is doing well under his leadership. Among the claims he made in last night's State of the Union speech,
our unemployment rate is now lower than it was before the financial crisis.
SRN News political analyst Gary Bauer says he has some doubts about the president's claims of economic progress.
I don't think you can rewrite history. In the last 6 years, has been one of the slowest economic recoveries.
Freshman Republican Senator Joni Ernst laid out the GOP agenda in the official Republican response to the president's address.
Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa says Republicans have a lot of plans now that they control both the House and the Senate.
We'll work to correct executive overreach. We'll propose ideas that aim to cut wasteful spending and balance the budget with meaningful reforms, not higher taxes like the president has proposed.
And Senator Ernst says Republicans will work to confront Iran's nuclear ambitions, defend life, and repeal and replace Obamacare.
And with a little cooperation from the president, we can get Washington working again.
Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is doing well now in early trading, up by 85 points, and this is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
20 years of debt management services, nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The ratings company Standard & Poor's will be paying $77 million to settle with the U.S. government and two states to resolve an investigation into mortgage-backed securities.
The Securities and Exchange Commission had accused S&P of fraudulent misconduct in its rating of some mortgage-backed securities. Under the terms of the settlement, S&P will pay the SEC $58 million as well as $19 million to the states of New York and Massachusetts. S&P also agreed to take a, quote, time out from issuing ratings on certain types of mortgage-backed securities for a year.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The company also settled with the attorneys general of New York and Massachusetts to resolve an investigation into the exact same issue. Microsoft has a big announcement today, offering a glimpse into its latest Windows version. It's set for release later this year, but they're having a big get-together at the company headquarters, inviting a number of journalists and other experts to see what they're doing. Construction of new homes rebounded last month, according to the Commerce Department's latest numbers. This is SRN News. SpaceX says it's raised $1 billion and added Google and Fidelity as investors.
The California company, founded by billionaire Elon Musk, says the internet search giant and financial services company together will own just under 10% of the business. SpaceX designs and makes rockets and spacecraft. It was founded in 2002 with the ultimate goal of enabling people to live on other planets. Its spacecraft has been used to deliver goods to the International Space Station. Space Exploration Technologies says it plans to use the funds from its latest financing round to continue innovation. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Toyota managed to stay atop the global sales list at 10.23 million vehicles sold last year, but the auto industry crown for the third straight year may not last. Despite those positive numbers, Toyota says it plans to sell fewer trucks and cars in 2015. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is January the 21st,
woo,
2015. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our intern, Eldon, is running the boards today.
Busy
doing a
morning.
Great job. Bob's kind of hovering over him, but that's still okay. Good morning, huh?
Hey, good morning. Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We have a sunny forecast for you with temperatures around 68, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 41. Thursday, partly sunny with temperatures around 66. Thursday night is going to be lows of 44. Friday is 70. Saturday calls for 75. Sunday calls for 75. And
wow,
lows around 45. That is our forecast in through Sunday. Looks like Monday's around 72, and that's our forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Pretty soon we're going to have to say cool friends.
Yeah, we're gonna have to, you know, we may have to start saying it's cool to be a Shasta
locally
Gas Propane customer.
Locally owned and operated, where they do give senior and veteran discounts. We love that. 365-3793 for all of your Shasta, for your gas and propane needs.
Okay, the first annual New Year's relaxation celebration for our women veterans. Going to be out at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. Come enjoy a day of fun for women veterans. And this is the first time they've done this. This is out of the VA, out of the California Veterans Administration, in conjunction with its VA Northern California healthcare system. Ladies, is going down and register at 9:30. They're having a resource fair from 10 to 12. Massage services, relaxation workshops, how to get in touch with yourself, aromatherapy, bath salts class, and, of course, lunch and on. Now, we want to put a huge shout-out. Huge one, and this is from really great people, Jersey Mike Subs. They have supported the veterans in this community since they've opened much more than people who have been here, or businesses that have been here the whole time. They step up and do this. They're providing the lunch, drinks, chips, everything for our women veterans that day. I can't say enough about it. You, while we're there in that general area, you ought to just stop in and say thank you, first of all, and buy a sandwich from Jersey Mike's over there in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. For questions, give a call to 916-737-8399 and call Tracy and talk to Tracy about it. But that's going to be on the 31st of January from 9:30 to 1:30 down in the Frontier Senior Center. Okay, I wanted to talk about that. One other thing I want to talk about is guys, Valentine's Day, guys and girls, Valentine's Day. What are you going to do on Valentine's Day, February the 14th? This is your chance to make up for Christmas that you may have botched. a birthday you may have slipped with, a anniversary that perhaps didn't go just the way you wanted. Head on down to Wind River Resort and Casino.
You know, I have to say this.
On
February 14th,
and listen to Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Yes, you can say it.
I need to say that Valentine's, there's a lot of pressure on Valentine's. There just is. So it is. It feels like, there you know, I mean, like a, maybe it wasn't, you didn't get the flowers or you did, whatever, both women and men, especially, you know, as you get and you're with somebody long enough, it's, you know, you just kind of understand that, you know, it doesn't matter if it's the 13th or the 15th, but there's a lot of pressure. I know my parents were married on Valentine's Day. They're going to be married 64 years this year.
Wow.
64 years. That's amazing.
That's better than 44 years.
And then my brother and sister-in-law were engaged on Valentine's Day. So there's a lot of significance for a lot of people on Valentine's Day. A lot of people get engaged or they make a commitment to each other. But here's a way. I'm just saying this to you. You can go to Wind River Casino and, you know, we're getting close to the sold out point, but I think they're still taking, they have different seatings. So 243-3377 in Elemis Lounge. They're going to have like
a Linda show.
Yeah. And then they're also after our show from 6 to 8 p.m., which is an early night. So if you have kids at home or you have other events to go to, you know, you can do that. But there will be another band that's going to be performing from 9:30 on for dancing. But it's a way to kind of, you know, show your sweetheart or go hang out with your friends if you want to do something, you know.
Dinner opens at 5 o'clock.
No pressure.
And all right, and you're just going to have a great night. Okay, but you have to call because and ask for seats in the Elements Lounge on the 14th for Linda's show, 243-3377. Okay, we need to talk about that. I mean, you're right. It's mainly, I think most of it, I'm not even sure how much of it sold out, but you got to give it a chance because great food. And then,
you have steak and lobster that night.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they had steak
and lobster.
And
I can't eat when I'm singing, so.
Well, I'll just have to
You know,
eat.
You'll have
right.
to, yes, again.
Now,
so.
We are here.
Tom!
With
Good
the
morning.
Epitome of law enforcement.
Yes.
In the Northern California area.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This is my first appearance of the new year.
Yeah, and I think we may have seen you at some event, but I'm not sure.
You're serious today. Something's on here. You're okay.
What's going on here?
I was already getting on the phone coming in, talking to a person from the Central Valley Regional Water Quality Control Board, and they're trying to make more regulations for the grazing community, the agricultural community.
Yes.
Cattlemen. Ranchers, farmers.
We're going to get Pam Giacomini on here to talk about
this. And then,
I think she's
so
back now.
We recently had a what they call a listening meeting at the Redding City Council Chambers last week, and I spoke in opposition to further regulations on the farmers and ranchers, and they should pay attention to the major violators of water quality, which ends up, for the most part, out in the woods, end up being marijuana growers. With chemicals and clear cutting and putting turbidity into the waterways.
They never say a word about that, do they?
They
try
usually
to get
don't.
The Sierra Club to say something about these guys. They won't do it.
Right. Yeah. And then, but the regional board has been active and studied two watersheds in Humboldt County and one in Shasta County and showed the impact of these outdoor grows on the watersheds. Negative, lots of negative impacts, of course.
Sure, of course they are. You know what? And the thing about it is they want to start adjusting the They want to start adjust, you know, the ranchers and the grazing. Like there's something that they're doing here that's a.
In fact, there's
that's
some
totally wrong.
There was actually a UC Davis study by a doctor there that showed that grazing actually improves the environment and water quality when it's properly managed.
Sure, but you know what? This is funny because we had another one that came in and talked about elephants. That elephants. Out, you know, because they said, oh, they destroyed the, you know, the veldt and all this. Well, they found out, no, where elephants were, that the grasses and the grain, you know, the grasses grew better because
if there's
they
an ample
churning,
amount of that.
Yeah, and they churn, because they churn it up, they do churn up the earth, but they don't destroy the earth. And then with natural fertilizer and
right.
things, yeah.
So, and I mean, the farmers and ranchers' yeah. livelihoods depend yeah. on good land management and grazing management, so they're not going to be abusing it and ruining the environment.
Just another example of government coming in, being overbearing in a committee or commission that was formed, and now they've got to earn their money, so they come out here and they start doing this stuff. It's the same ones that want to look at your septic tanks. It's the same ones that did the fire tax. It's the same ones that want to endanger, and they put wolves as an endangered species, though we have none here, even against the Fish and Game Department's own pleas was don't make the wolf an endangered species, but they did it anyway. It's this group of people that just want to change things the way they want it. It has nothing to do with reality.
And generally, when you think of regulations, you, of course, need more bureaucracy to go along with that and the enforcement arm, and that would cause a huge impact at the state level for expansion of the Regional Water Quality Control Board.
Of course it does. And then more, Regional Quality Control Board, of course, when you get to that, and then you have the enforcement arm, or they say, oh, no, Sheriff, you have to enforce it. And then, well, then at that point, Sheriff Tom, I know how you'd enforce that. Oh, yeah, well, I'll get around to that after we wipe out crime here.
Right, which is part of our monthly meeting is to talk about crime and the issues that we face.
And I'm going to talk to you about what happened at the city council yesterday when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
So what happened there last night?
Candy is more than just a sweet treat, and you can learn why in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Sweet, A Tasty Journey. From January 17th to May 13th, Sweet serves a healthy helping of brain food. Investigate California's farm-to-fork role in candy making. Stimulate all five senses with interactive activities and learn about real-life Willy Wonkas in this fun and colorful exhibition. Sweet is presented by Five Star Bank and Haagen-Dazs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Attention all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Wednesday morning, the 21st of January. 45 degrees out there right now and going on up to the 67 degree mark, maybe even 70 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy, MedSync. Ever heard of MedSync? Well, you should. If you've got more than one prescription, or even one prescription, but if you've got two or three prescriptions, and this could be any age, you got to try and keep them all up. And so you've got, you know, so you may be making phone calls two or three times a month, may have to be making trips down there. Owens Pharmacy is offering MedSync. You put all your prescriptions so that they all come up for renewal in one day. That's right, one day. So you only have to go down there once, make one phone call, even if you have, may not even have to make a phone call. They're there for you. And if you can't make it there, they will deliver. Owens Pharmacy, locally owned, locally operated, will deliver your meds to you at your house at no charge. Not only that, but your pharmacist knows you. Local pharmacist, you're local. He knows what your conditions are. He knows your medicines, and he is that last line of defense. Owens Pharmacy, great people. We use them. So many other people use them, and this MedSync is such a great idea. Just going down to Owens Pharmacy, there's six of them around town here. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 in most locations, but just check it out. There's one down right here on Court Street, of course. And they also do these they put together mixtures there for people, and I can't remember the name of it right now, but have to be made on site, and they can do that right there and help with pain and many other ailments you may have right there. This is Owens Pharmacy. Great people. All right. Sheriff Tom Basinko is our guest. Okay, you know, Sheriff Tom, yesterday, and I don't know, I mean, I know that your county and this is a city, they decided, you know, they voted to have this last year to have this blueprint for a secure city.
They being the city council.
The city council. Right. Ready City Council. And it's for a comprehensive public safety plan. Well, they just talked about it yesterday. They said there was very little public comment, which isn't surprising because nobody's there because public comment goes to the rear. They're going to spend $90,000 on this plan, which is what? That's a community service officer right there. And it's going to take them eight months to get this plan. I'm sorry. We've been in AB 109. Now we got Prop 47. I mean, what is so hard that we have to bring in an outside expert that we, you know, they said, well, we have Plenty and the chief police and Larry Lee's in it. Well, excuse me.
Fire chief also.
The fire chief. Did mm-hmm. I say that?
Chief, police. And then you said, and then also I know it includes the fire chief.
Yeah, it does. And the fire chief too. And Larry Lee's. But the bottom line on this, 8 months. For something that's been going on for 3 years, and why didn't this start? I know this is a rhetorical question. Why didn't this start 2 years ago? It's a city council; they could have done this.
Of course, it was a completely different city council 2 years ago.
I get
what you're saying,
but it's the board of it's the same board of supervisors.
Correct.
And what plan have they come up with?
And then with that, from what I saw,
which is another rhetorical question because you have nothing to say about that.
But, well, actually, I do.
Okay,
in regards to the strategy or blueprint that the city's developing.
I can give it to them like this. Lock people up. Lock bad guys up.
It can be that simple as an overview, but then how do you lock them up? What's it going to cost that does need to be studied? And the chief has, I know, done an extensive amount of work of, hey, here's what I can do with $5 million. Here's what I can do with $10 million. Here's what I can do with $2 million.
Oh, absolutely.
It gives a lot of options there because
I understand
they're getting their information from the experts in the field. And I plan to do a workshop as well. It actually ties into it. It's good that their strategic plan takes a comprehensive look and includes the county because we are all integrated and have a collaborative effort, and it is a criminal justice system, just not one component. And so my workshop will end up covering many of the same points that they want to cover, such as the jail, bed space, alternative custody, out-of-county beds, home electronic monitoring. And then my workshop is going to be comprehensive as well as where have we been in the past and where are we now? We've had a lot of cuts over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's it going to cost to get that staffing built back up?
Well, we have – now, I asked Plenty of this. I said, how many people do you need? How many people do you need, Tom? I mean, I'm talking about
deputies
to get you back. Yeah, I'm talking deputies. You know what? Frankly, the people in, I know
but
they're important, but the
you,
people in there, you know, your higher ups that are in there in the offices, frankly, that's what they do. How many people do we need on the road?
We could easily use another 20 to 30
okay.
deputies.
Now, how many did you have? They use this as a as a statistic. Back when, and I think they said in the
late 90s, early 90s.
How many officers did you have?
We had a total of 122 at the time.
Does that count the jail too?
Yes.
Okay. So how many do you have now?
We have about 90 deputies.
Okay.
So there was more on the streets and working then
than there's
there
now.
Is
how many
now.
Of your men are injured? Men or women are injured right now?
We have about a half dozen that are out in the jail. Those are correctional deputies that are right. in the jail. We have quite a number that's causing a lot of overtime because those are mandatory posts to staff for the safety of the inmates and for the staff there as well.
Right. Well, I understand. And having been in the jail, this is not a good jail to be in. You had a lot more freedom at San Quentin than you do here in the county jail, which I think is really cool.
And many of the jails are seeing the very similar problem that you saw when you came through on the tour.
Sure. But the thing about it is, so you've also got, besides being short, you've also got you don't have 10%, but you've got six or seven officers that have been injured in this. Some of them may not come back, some may, but that's still six officers out of rotation.
That's right. And so, then you have to either try and make up for that, and that usually causes a fatigue factor of overtime.
Yeah, it's not even the money, I understand. I mean, because you can.
Well, the money is a huge part,
it
too.
It is huge, but it's wearing your people out.
Right. Lakehead. We used to have three deputies assigned up there as a resident post. Now there's one. Shingletown, there used to be four. Now there's one.
And how long does it take people to get? I mean, this is no secret. I mean, it's like generally
take
an hour, right?
It depends on the weather conditions. But, I mean, under ideal conditions like today, if you were just driving to Lakehead, not Code 3, lights and siren, it'd take about 20, 30 minutes. Okay. And then if you add weather to that, it can take longer. If you wanted to drive to Bernie, you're looking at an hour, and then I've driven to used to commute to Bernie on assignment, and if you had bad weather conditions, it could take 3 hours to get to Bernie.
Do you have a sheriff up in Bernie?
We do. We have a sheriff substation in Bernie. Mm-hmm. There are many officers assigned up there. It used to be a 24-hour coverage, and probably for 20 years now, the coverage is only till 3 o'clock in the morning. So we've regressed there. We used to have resident spots in Round Mountain, Montgomery Creek area, and in the Fall River MacArthur area, and there's no resident spots there now.
So what are the priorities of the county then with the money? I realize they say, we can only spend this. But isn't the priority of the counties, and I need to get them on, is to ask? In fact, they're coming.
My priorities is to try and restore that staffing, to get more deputies on the streets, out there patrolling our neighborhoods, taking crime reports and trying to prevent crime, and then, of course, getting the jail staffed up. A number of years ago, the jail went through a remodel, and they remodeled it, and then part of the remodel, they said, hey, we can be more efficient and take people, staff, off the level. So it means that where the housing unit was, there wasn't a person staffing that in the nighttime hours. But that causes officer safety issues, especially now with this inmate population we have as a result of AB 109.
And Prop 47.
And Prop 47, there's one person watching monitors for the entire jail in the evening hours, and that's an officer safety issue.
Well, it is, because if something happens, what's he do?
If something happens, the one officer may not catch that on the monitors, and so.
Okay. But you've got other officers in there, of course.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't.
And we had an officer, he now works for the Reading Police Department, who was savagely assaulted with a floor drain. It looked like, the brass floor drains that you see in commercial areas. Inmates were able to get that out of the floor.
It's a round metal thing that you could try to sharpen up.
Well, what they did is they fashioned essentially a tomahawk out of that floor drain and a mop handle. And then when the officer came in to do a security count of inmates, they jumped him.
When did this happen?
In the 1990s.
Oh, okay. So this wasn't they just didn't do this.
No.
Okay. All right.
And he was savagely attacked, and he has about 7 or 8 plates in his head.
Jesus.
Lucky it didn't kill him. Very lucky. And he very fortunately made a full recovery, went on to the police academy, and then to be a police officer in the Antioch area. And then he came back and went to work for the Reading Police Department and is working there now.
So you lose deputies, good deputies, to other organizations.
A lot.
Because they're paying, half?
At least.
They're paying 50% more than what your deputies are making.
Yeah, we lose them not only to Reading Police Department. We've lost some to Anderson. And then, of course, other agencies like California Highway Patrol We've seen some go to the Bay Area, and then we've recently lost a couple up to Bend, Oregon area as well. And a lot of it is due to the pay or lack thereof.
Probably, I would say probably too, is maybe up at Bend, maybe it's less.
Yeah,
maybe it's more tranquil than here. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Pasinka. We're talking about some of the problems we have. Like, we have less deputies on the road than we did in the 80s. Our population has grown. We know how much land they have to cover, the size of Ohio. And
3,800 square miles
maybe
for
it's
the
not
whole
Ohio,
county.
Maybe it's, what is it, New Jersey or something. But the bottom line on this is here we are, 3 years later, AB 109.
Actually,
we've got a full jail.
AB 109 came 4 years later.
It'll be
109.
It's this year.
Coming up on 4, yeah.
Yes, 4 years. And now we've got Proposition 47 that's turning a bunch of other felons loose, no matter what you call them.
Reducing them to misdemeanors.
And so they're coming out with us. And we still don't have a solution from our elected representatives. Mm-hmm. And then they just came up with one in the city that says, oh, we'll find out. We'll come up with something in 8 months. Mm-hmm. I have yet to see anything from the Board of Supervisors, and I mean this, that says this is how we're going to handle this.
Right.
I mean, you can only do so much. All right, we're going to take a break. Jan, I think it's Jan, is going to, if you hang on to after the break, we'll get right to you. Sorry that we just saw your name here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556. And all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by WeLiberator Shasta Energy Company, Robo Bank, Murphy Veneer, California Forestry Association, and Roseburg Forest Products, this event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Robo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and all the hardworking crew would like to thank you for another successful year. If you're one of those who's already filled your tank, great. If not, you need to do so. Kathy has another load of forklift bottles and barbecue tanks just came into the Redding plant, so stop and see Gary. In Corning, half mile east of I-5, Robin has CFN and Visa card lock for all the trucks and cars 24/7. Tractor hydraulic, motor oils, and 5-gallon pails. In Weaverville, Joe's been busy with customers picking up kerosene at the plant, and he's also a CFN Visa card lock 24/7 for cars and trucks, and he can fill your propane bottle. The Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and Equipment Show is coming up again in February 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Anderson District Fairgrounds. So bring the kids. As always, it's free. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott and Sheriff Tom Basinko. This portion of the show brought to you by...
Hold on, Jan.
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. My place to get my haircut. Right there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Greatest place to get your haircut in the world.
Looks like you just had one recently.
I did. I did. You know what? Gosh, you cut every one of them.
All right. So let's go to the phones. Jan, good morning. Welcome to KCNR. What's on your mind?
I'm wondering what the sheriff would do with $514
million. $514
million?
We could end up building a jail. We could end up with a alternative custody, which would be like a medium security rehabilitation center expanded out. We could end up with a work camp, and we could restore sheriff's deputies on the streets and expand our staffing, support staff, because when you have deputies, you also need to staff to support them. Who's going to process the paperwork, which is our clerks and everything.
Jan, you must know where that $514 million is.
I would love for the sheriff and Shasta County to go to the JeffersonDeclaration.net website. Up in the right-hand corner, you'll see Financing Jefferson. Look at our numbers. Some very smart people have put these numbers together. They scoured the internet. Take a look at them.
What was that website again, Jan?
JeffersonDeclaration.net.
Okay. I'll give that a look.
In the upper right-hand corner, across the banner there, you'll see Financing Jefferson.
Okay. I'll give that a look. Thanks for calling in, Jan. Appreciate
it's gone
it.
Through all the counties.
Okay.
I would also propose Jefferson as a solution to the grazing issues.
Okay. Jan, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jan. Okay. I guess, of course, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko. I knew there was something, a little catch to that. I mean, I thought, well, maybe there's that money's out there someplace with the state that says you can get it, you know, but.
Yeah, $515 million if we had that.
If I had
half of that.
Well, if you had 50. Yeah. If you had 50 million, you could do most of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, you probably could. So, you know what? I think part of what maybe the Board of Supervisors should come up with is a regular, every week, put in for the giant lotto. And then if the county wins, we'll have like $800 million from right there, and we'll just fix everything. Okay, now you're getting ready to have a. You're talking about your own
workshop
that you're having.
Even before the city and the head came up with their strategy, we had talked around in November, early part of December, at the Board of Supervisors of putting on a workshop within the first quarter of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're a month into that right now. Doing a workshop, a sheriff's workshop of where we've been in the past. The current situation, going over the cuts that we've seen over the years, and then what our future needs are in regards to staffing, jail, patrol, our general staff, such as our clerical staff, mm-hmm. and then the rural area coverage that we've had. We used to have a resident deputy that covered the west side, which was Igo, Ono, mm-hmm. French Gulch areas, and then, like I said, Shingletown and Round Mountain, all those outlying areas where sometimes they hardly ever see a deputy sheriff because we have a big county about.
Yet they get people killed up there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's.
It's mainly family. It's all drugs, but still.
It's family.
You
it's
say
drugs.
They
it's
get a, people killed. How yeah. about people are killed
yes.
instead of they get
yeah,
people?
It's not,
they get
not,
people killed.
It is our
they
our
have
citizens
people killed. Right.
And of course the jail needs, because that's been huge, and we've seen closures of our jail facilities such as Crystal Creek, and that was due to budget back in the late 1990s. And then our annex, we lost about a total of 150-60 beds when those two mm-hmm. closed. We haven't seen them open back up because, again, lack of funds, lack of budget.
Do you think there's proposals for these homeless camps and transient camps will help crime?
No. When you're talking about these villages.
Yeah.
I think what it'll end up doing, it will be attracting more homeless people here, because then they can receive the services of a homeless village or a homeless camp. And there is a lot of attractant here for the homeless people.
Yeah.
We're right along an I-5 corridor and the 299-44 corridors for east-west. We have a true four seasons here. A lot of transits that
we
come
have
in.
Lots of services here.
Lots of services, and that word gets out of the services that are here, whether it be the Hope Van, the Good News Rescue Mission, county services as far as
people being fed in the parks,
welfare and everything. Yeah. And that word gets out within the homeless community and the transit community, and people do come here.
Right. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You have something?
I do. How you doing, Tom? How you doing, Carl?
Good, great. Terry.
Hey, yeah, you know what Jan said is totally true. It's but as far as the sheriff department goes and as far as crime goes here, you're understaffed, they're underpaid, there's no solution. We've got a city council that's going to wait, as Carl said, 8 months. We weren't in town here. In fact, I was with my good friend George, who's a deputy in Plumas County, and Sheriff Hagwood yesterday. We were at Plumas. We had 150 people. And the sheriff's department and the sheriff of the county is someone that people respect and look up to. And Tom, you know, you worked on Support Rural America with all of us and all the sheriffs.
Right.
You know, really and truly, she's right about that. But when you click on Shasta51.net, it's SOJ51.net, go to finances and click on there. Every county has had something done as far as the finances go. And we have found that every county is in the black except for three. We had someone in Colusa at the same time we were in Plumas yesterday giving the city council of Colusa that information, and they're going to be looking like they're signing a declaration. So, you know, really and truly, I know this may be sort of off-subject, but it really isn't, because the problems we have, you're not going to fix, Tom. These problems are not going to be fixed here. We can talk about them, complain about them. They're not going to be fixed until we do something. We take back our county and we take back our portion of the state. And everybody believes that the sheriff and law enforcement is the most important thing. In fact, guys like Brent Weaver ran on that, and I didn't hear it. But, Carl, is it true they're waiting 8 months? Did you actually say that this morning?
Well, that's what it said in the paper, is that it's going to take them 6 to 8 months to get the study done. And
are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. And
on.
I was, it's the same thing that happens is, and I really believe Brent and Kristen went in there saying, hey, look, I want to get this done. And Brent wanted to have a plan here in January. And what they've done is, now it's going to take $90,000 experts and 8 months to do. We want to do it right. Well, there's the problem with when you do that. We used to say is a perfect plan is never going to happen. So you want to take an 80% plan and execute it immediately. And there are things out there, like let's just take a look at the Safe City Project or some of the things that Tom's coming up with. Why can't we do that now? $90,000, that's the cost of a community service officer. You know, this whole thing about waiting is you can still do that, but there's got to be things you can do in between. And I haven't heard one thing on that. But we are getting Missy on, we're getting Gary Cadd on, we're getting Brent Weaver on here in the next 2 weeks.
One quick thing about that, and you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you're talking about civilians, just people starting the Jefferson Movement, which is in 21 counties now, and six have already been registered into the Secretary of State. And you're telling me a guy running for city council and people that ran for that didn't have their act together. They're running into all these obstacles. So are we. But the thing is, we have that plan B. We have those other people in place and these other things in place. And what I'm trying to say here is that we're going to swallow that he has to go back, and these guys all have to go back and figure out a way to get this done when that's what they ran on. I mean, are we really supposed to swallow that?
Well, it's a good question.
I'm just saying. I mean, come on, you guys. We need to get this done. And we have a great sheriff. We have a lot of great deputies. These guys are working their butt off. They're in harm's way a lot more than the RPD is in regards to being out on their own. I mean, and Tom, you are going to be speaking at a meeting here in a week, right?
Yeah, on February 26th, Terry invited me to speak at the
January 26th. Buddy.
January 26th. Right. So I was a month off.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
And we're inviting the public. This is not a Tea Party thing; it's a public thing. And have Tom have the opportunity to talk about these things and some of the solutions that he believes. And Sheriff, it's good when you speak up and talk about these things, because we need this for your guys. Your guys are busting their butt. And they are busting their butt for a third of the salary that RPD gets. And I'm not putting down RPD for their salary. This is just a fact. And
correct.
Economically, Jefferson supplies all this. That's why this is happening.
And we lose a lot of good officers to other agencies.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, Terry, we move on. Thanks for the phone call, buddy.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks, Terry.
There is another thing in here. It says, okay, we don't have any money. What are we going to do? How are we going to adapt and overcome?
And that's why there have been proposals for sales tax. Is the lack of money, the lack of revenue coming in, especially to the small Northern California counties. And so the city of Anderson had a sales tax on their ballot, and it was a advisory measure. One is, should the sales tax be approved? And then the other part was an advisory saying, hey, how should we use that sales tax? Should it go towards law enforcement officers and parks and recreation? And the city and the voters said, yes, approved both. And now they've hired three officers, I believe, for the city of Anderson. In the city of Reading, their proposal was a quarter cent sales tax that would raise about $5 million, but it was very specific on how it could be used for police department and for jail situation. And it needed, as a result of it being very, very specific, as by law, it required a two-thirds majority vote, 66 and two-thirds, which is a very high standard. And most of the time, especially sales tax or any type of tax initiatives, don't reach that standard.
Well, you know, somebody says in here, new taxes, why is that always a solution? Here's the city, the Chamber of Commerce is going for this tax raise without even seeing a plan yet. I'm not sure that's if that's a good idea, because you know, it's like, oh, we want to raise taxes. Well, what's your plan for it? I mean, we're going to have the new president of the Reading Chamber of Commerce on to explain this too. But okay, we don't have the money. And we've been doing this for 3 years. I mean,
and
if it doesn't pass
within the state,
but if it doesn't pass, the tax.
What's
thing,
plan B?
What's our plan B? I mean, here it's our third year. We need it. What's our plan?
And within the state constitution, it says that public safety is supposed to be a top priority. And I'm paraphrasing, obviously, top priority. Of
that's what government, of government to do.
Is to protect the people.
Infrastructure.
And the other part is that says, hey, the sheriff, if he needs deputies, he can hire them. Now, of course, the county, you have to be able to pay those deputies if you hire them. And that's the hard part, is where does the money come from?
I realize there's only a percentage of the money that actually the county can do anything with.
Yeah, they have about roughly 13 cents on every dollar is discretionary.
So how much is that?
I don't know in total for the county budget.
A few million?
Oh, it'd definitely be probably a few million for sure, probably in excess of 10. The county budget is about 300 and something million, 330 million
okay,
roughly.
Okay, so they could change things.
Yeah, and the sheriff's office budget, we're in the about $30 million.
Okay. Hey, we need to take a break here. Sheriff Thomas Sinko is our guest. You know, we're saying is the board of supervisors could reallocate money, and they could say, oh, well, what about this? Well, if we have this problem, and everybody seems to think we have this problem, I guess we need the board of supervisors to come out and say, no, we don't really have this problem.
Well, it makes it very...
Because if we did have this problem, if they admitted to this problem, which they supposedly have, they would move money around.
What makes it especially frustrating is when cuts need to be made. Of course, you always hear that law enforcement is a top priority, but then they say we need to take 10% across the board for all departments. Well, then you're treating us... all the same, there is no prioritization.
So the board of supervisors, are we saying here they're not supporting the public safety part?
No, did not say that, because they have in the past. When there was $4 million cuts in 2009, very difficult pill to swallow. But then in the first part of 2010, there was another $2 million shortage because revenues were not coming in from the state. The board stepped up and dipped into their coffers of the reserves and plugged in another $2 million into the public safety fund, of which sheriff's office got about $1.5 million, and the rest of it was distributed to the DA's office and to the probation department. That was in 2009.
Okay.
Otherwise, we would have had more cuts even then.
Well, I still think it's a look at priorities, what's more important.
Right.
And just in my opinion.
And then, of course, some of it are restricted funds, like only certain funds can be used for roads and stuff
and
like that.
I understand that. I realize their hands are tied to a lot of this.
You understand it, but a lot of times other people don't.
Why can't you just move it from this fund to another? Well, they can't, because it's earmarked for that. But there are discretionary funds there that if we're going to get our arms around this, when we need to make some hard choices here, and we just take funds out of other areas. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Happy 2015 from Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Make it your resolution to drive a brand new Kia, the car with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And from Reading Kia, complimentary lifetime oil change, and see dealer for details.
For a limited time, all 2015 Kia Optimas are available with 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 in KMF bonus cash. That's 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 in KMF bonus cash on all new 2015 Kia Kia Optimas.
And all new 2015 Kia Sedonas are eligible for 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. And coming very soon to the showroom, the all new 2016 Kia Sorento.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fees. Subject to prior sale on approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for KMF bonus cash and interest rate offer. Sale ends February 2nd.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. She's just a small town girl in her lonely world.
45 degrees in the downtown studios. Okay. We're going to have a day where our temperatures are going to get to about 68 and partly cloudy tonight with temperatures of about 41. We have a beautiful forecast in front of us, partly sunny tomorrow with 66 and mostly sunny on Friday with 70. Our forecast calls for Saturday with our highs near 75, Sunday 75. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Where do we go from here, Tom?
You know, a few weeks ago, it was raining and freezing.
I know.
And we're almost at 80 degrees coming up on Saturday.
You know, it's in the 70s. They say it could hit 80. And you know, I was up in Mount Shasta the other day, where we were up there, up in the side of the mountain. I'm not talking about right down in the city, but on the side of the mountain, it's 53 degrees.
Wow.
And, we watched the ski bowl across there, the ski park, there were no lights on. This was Saturday night.
Yeah.
And they said, there's no snow.
Right.
And it needs to get down to a 30 degrees or something like that before they can even make snow.
Right.
You know, it's shut down.
And we certainly need more water to fill up our lakes and our reservoirs, especially Shasta Lake. We've had some good improvement with the rains, but we need a lot more to get back in that lake.
Our catch base needs to come on up. Okay, Tom, here we are. We've got like 8 minutes left. It's not getting better. The crime has even started going up again a little bit. Not a lot, but a little. Everybody's out there busting their humps for this thing. And even though it's hump day, and we haven't heard that. And we talk about the same thing.
I mean, we do. And in fact, in the meetings I go to.
And at the same time, I mean, it's like, well, where our plan B is then is why don't we, you know, we've got to come up with something out of the box. We've got to do something here.
Right.
I mean, but it's got to be a concerted effort. I mean, it's Tom Bosinko or Rob Plague going, we need to do this. If you give me this much money, I can do this. Okay, we know that already. Okay, so we don't have that money.
And even if
but you can't make arbitrary decisions.
No.
I mean, you can't just strip your offices. I don't know. I guess you could just strip your offices of everybody and put them out on the road.
That's where we were in 2009 when we were strapped with a $4 million budget cut. We could have stripped all the rest of the department and kept some deputies on the street, but it would have meant like either closing down almost all the jail and stripping the rest of the department, or in order to keep the jail running and keep inmates in, strip almost all of patrol. And we had different scenarios like that worked out.
Jeez.
And it literally ended up being like two officers per shift for the entire county. And we mean the entire county, just not here in Reading.
Oh, that would be cool. You're down in Anderson, you have to go up to Burney.
Correct. And so that's why we ended up closing a floor of the jail to take a more balanced approach to it. It was very difficult.
And I understand that. But again, I go back to our leadership in the Board of Supervisors, and it just seems like to me is that where's your priorities? Mm-hmm. If your priority is public safety, guess what? Unfortunately, everybody.
Something else has to get stripped.
Is the county shut down on Fridays?
No.
Every other Friday?
No.
Well, excuse me. Yeah. Why aren't we? Why aren't we shut down every other Friday? We take that money and we put it into public safety.
Yeah, and I don't know what that would save. There must be a dollar amount to it, and I don't know if that's been projected out.
You think about it. I mean, you're saving every other Friday. You're shut down for all non-essential personnel like they do in the city. And guess what? I mean, sometimes it's kind of like, oh, guys, this is inconvenient, but it's not unstoppable. The government still rolls on. Why don't we do that?
For a while, we were closed on Fridays to the public just to get caught up on the work throughout the week. We ended up closing our Burney station with the layoffs back in 2009 for the public. The station is still there and deputies working out of there, but there aren't any civilian personnel that work there right now for the public to come and do their permits and different things like that.
Yeah. I'm just surprised that, you know, we've been talking about the same thing. Well, where do we get money? Oh, our hands are tied because we have blah, blah, blah. No, our hands aren't tied. They're just not thinking about it.
A lot of it is it's just not Shasta County. Terry talked about Plumas County. All the counties are still in trouble and hurting, especially the small rural counties.
Of course they are.
Because they don't have the revenues like the big counties.
Well, that's where you have to think about, okay, maybe we should shut down
everybody. On jail issues, there was an article in the, I think it was the LA Times, about Kern County Jail and how they're seeing a much more sophisticated inmate. They're seeing stabbings. They're seeing shanks and stuff made. We see the same thing here at the Shasta County Jail with those same type of inmates as a result of prison realignment.
And you're because you got gang guys in there. And I mean, when I went through there, you had some Aryan race guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you still have him or not.
Oh yeah, you'll always see some of the Aryan type of inmates that have been in prison for a while. They were there when I was a young deputy working in the jail, and they're still there. But that type of inmate stays longer now as a result of prison realignment. And a much more sophistication that's a threat to the people working, the hardworking people that work in the jail, the staff.
Okay. So what are we going to see here in the next – what's the biggest thing that could happen here in the next 3 months? Let's not talk about raising taxes.
Yeah, the county wins the lottery.
Well, the county wins the lottery. You know, maybe they ought to put in $1,000 every week to win the big lotto, and you know that will solve the problem.
That would certainly help.
You know what? If Linda and I win the big lotto, it's going to solve your problems. We're just going to say, hey, hire four more sheriffs, and then for 2 years, then you come up with some way of paying for them.
Right.
So in the next 6 months, what are we going to see? Is there going to be any changes?
Probably will not be significant changes. The next 6 months, you'll see a workshop presented by myself at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Within the next 6 months, there will be some more progress being made in our Adult Rehabilitative Center, the SB 1022 project off of Breslauer, which is still proceeding.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through the CEQA process. We'll be going before the Board of Supervisors in June for the next step of that 1022 project, and then probably in August for the next phase of it as well. But it won't be till probably 2018 that it ends up opening up. And so we are getting a budget update here pretty soon. It's called the Mid-Year Budget Review.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a little bit of improvement, but not significant because the economy is growing slowly in the state, and usually we're still within several years behind Sacramento and the metropolitan area. Sacramento's starting to see some growth and some housing improvements and stuff going along there. We're seeing some growth here, but we haven't seen a lot of housing starts yet. But the repossession ones is slowing.
Just at the very last thought here is the marijuana eradication program. Are you going to have money set aside? Is the state and feds giving you money for that?
The states and feds, actually the feds, give us a very limited amount of funds, and those funds are declining, and that's for the public land grows. Though where we see it mostly is in the private land grows under the guise of medical marijuana, so we'll be enforcing mm-hmm. the county ordinance of the outdoor ban. We already know that there's some plants growing in the ground in greenhouses on the western side of Shasta County.
Greenhouses are okay, though, right?
Greenhouses, if they're properly permitted okay. and stuff. But right. Yeah, they are, but they have to also stay in the greenhouses. They're prepping them to get out in the outdoors.
Oh, I see what you meant. Oh, okay. It's like tomato plants.
Yes, all right. Exactly.
I guess we
can go on for another hour.
I know. I guess it's been Sheriff Tom Basenko. And, you know, Tom, it's just I realize how frustrating it is
to
you.
It is frustrating.
And, but there is just there's certain things that have got to be done.
Right.
And I'm just surprised that our Board of Supervisors are very bright people.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Hey, tomorrow, Gary Cadd. We'll be right. We'll be back tomorrow with Gary Cadd. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Congressional Republicans are not impressed with the agenda laid out by President Obama in his State of the Union speech. House Speaker John Boehner saying it's simply more of the same, more taxes, more government.
More of the same approach that has failed the middle class for decades. These just aren't the wrong policies. They're the wrong priorities.
Today, the president hits the road to sell his ideas with a stop in Boise, Idaho. The highest-level U.S. delegation to Cuba in decades has kicked off 2 days of talks with the Castro brothers laying down the law, warning the U.S. to forget about trying to reform the communist regime. House Speaker Boehner rolling out the red carpet for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I did not consult with the White House.
Boehner says the decision to invite Netanyahu was intended to show the president that Congress won't stand by while the White House...